Hello everyone, it's Friday the 31st of October. It's about 9:30 in the morning UK time. And we've got our car back at long last. It's been away for 5 weeks, been fixed. They've done a lot to it. So it's got a sprayed door, sprayed wing, new wheel and tyre, all new other little bits that seem to have cost a lot of money.
Track rod end.
What else have they done? Oh, luckily they took battery off, so yeah. That it didn't. It's.
I'll test battery, see if it's alright.
Yeah. So it's just been a long time waiting for it coming back, and you know they kept saying to us, "Oh, it'll be back this day," and then it wouldn't come, and then it'll be back this day. Oh, we're really sorry, we found something else that we needed to do. And
kept on tormenting us.
Yeah, they did. So, we were a bit dubious this when we knew it were coming back. Yesterday they rung us. And we thought, oh, is it? Will it? And it has. It turned up this morning about 7:45. So, Johnny's just jumped in.
Hi, is it up now, look?
And his head dumped bang on roof in this one. And I'm just going to get in there, in the new, one of the new doors. Piece of paper on my seat. That there a minute.
You've locked up, haven't you?
Yeah.
You got one of them. Bag things.
Oh, for your feet.
Oh, yeah.
There it is, look. Bussy fusion. Right, we're going to put some petrol in it now. It is now going up for 2 p.m. In the afternoon, and I'm very tired. So we got his car back, as you already heard. We went for some petrol, we went to the doctor's. I saw the doctor, and well, it was weird because we both had to go to the doctor's at the same time. So I saw one doctor, Dominic saw another one. Basically, I've been getting a lot of pain in my eye, as I said on a previous boo. And the doctor looked at it and and then she said, I would advise you to go to the eye casualty clinic thing. So, okay. And she wrote a letter and she says, can you go today? Yes. So I've just walked in at this time. We got to the eye clinic at 10 to 11 and we came out of there at 1:05. I've had drops, I've had lights shone in my eye, I've had photos taken, lots of waiting around. Basically my left eye, it's knackered. to put it bluntly, it's knackered. And there's something wrong with cornea on it. And it's my cells aren't functioning as they should be doing or something, and it's like drying out. So I've got some antibiotic drops in case I get any infections in my cornea, because apparently it's exposed for some reason. Anyway, so there's that. And then with my right eye, I mean, I already knew that my retina were detaching anyway. That's been detaching for years. But they did test that, which I'm glad about, because to be honest with you, like I said in a previous book, I had a proper examination at the eye hospital for near enough 22 years. So it's a bit ridiculous. Anyway, basically, it is detaching, and he went, it's chronic. Like, okay. So hopefully, he's going to refer me to a retina doctor for my right eye and a cornea doctor for my left eye. Woohoo! So, I will read you what they have given me. It's a nightmare. It's going to be a nightmare. Because they're all creams and drops and things. So the first one is Celevisic 0.5 PC W/V. Right? And I have 1, 2, 3, 4 boxes of that. Okay. The next is, it made me laugh, this one. It's called Lacrilube. Ooh, it sounds a bit rude, Lacrilube. Lacrilude eye ointment. Lacrilube eye ointment, sorry, not Lacrilube. And I've got 2 boxes of those. And then come with me to my refrigerator. Right? Because in my fridge, I have 2 boxes, 2 very big boxes of something called Minims Chloramphenicol. Minims Chloramphenicol. And that's 1.5% WVI drops solution. It's 2 boxes of those, and I've got to have those 4 times a day. Those that are in my refrigerator. The other two, the lube ointment, I've got to have at night time. And the drops, the other drops, I've got to have as and when. So that's it. So I'll know more maybe when, if I get to see these other doctors. I had some photographs taken, like on this big machine. And this guy who was seen to me, he wanted to have a look at these photographs. But the network went down, so he couldn't access them. So he was like kind of delayed then, because he didn't know how to move on. So the best thing were for him to send me home. I'm glad I went. You know, it's took a weight off my mind now. At least I've got a bit clearer idea what it is. And Dominic had to go to doctors because he's been feeling dizzy, and apparently he's got an infection in his inner ear. But doctor ain't giving anything for that, so that's quite surprising. And that's all my moans and rambles done with, so I shall disappear. And I'm going to have a cup of tea. And I think, I'm really tired, and I hate sleeping in, well, I don't sleep in day. I always go to sleep at night, so. But you know when you're just so tired? I'm so tired. I've got a headache. Anyway, I'll stop moaning now, and I'll leave you all in peace. Bye for now.